today we're talking about a really bad sci-fi movie. Really, really bad. No, I'm just kidding. It's not sci-fi. It's real life. It's Microsoft's new feature, Recall. Let's go. Welcome back to the Digital Liberation Podcast. I am your host, Uncle Bonehead. Today we're going to talk about, this topic's got me really, I don't know, confused maybe? It's like we're stuck in a really bad sci-fi movie. And, you know, almost like that documentary, 1984. I really do think that not just the government, but apparently the major big tech companies are being run by people from the documentary Idiocracy. Microsoft's recall. I know you're thinking, what's the big deal? It's just a new feature. Helps you remember what you did on your device. Yeah. That's not so bad. But it's that we've already got that. It's called history on the computer. You can your browser history, bookmarks, favorites, you know, things like that. That's all already built into every operating system, every web browser. But the way Microsoft Recall works is that it takes a screenshot. Now we've heard, first it was every 3 seconds, then it was, now it's every 5 seconds. It's retarded. Excuse my language. I don't care if you're offended by the word retarded, but there is no other word for it. It is retarded. This is not a feature. Your invasion of your privacy is now a feature, according to Microsoft. Before we get too far into the weeds, though, let me remind you. Go subscribe to the podcast on CastGarden, CastBox, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube Music, Rumble, YouTube. It's we're out there. Share, if you like the show, share it with a friend. Don't just post it on social media. You know, just share it with a friend. Send them an email, or say, "Hey, if you see your friends in real life face to face, say, hey, check this out. You might like this." So, let's just get into it. Screw it. So, what is Recall? Like I said, I already said, it's a feature. Pretty much everybody knows. This has dominated the news in the tech world. But for normal everyday people that don't pay attention to the tech industry news, you probably don't know this. It's a feature that saves screenshots of your desktop every 3 to 5 seconds, including password managers, banking information, everything you are doing on your device. So if your device is stolen, that's just going to open up a whole new can of worms. This is not, okay, the marketing materials for Microsoft Recall says that it only works on certain processors. This is not true. It's already been demonstrated that it's not true, and you can get it running on any 64-bit processor. It's not just ARM. It is all of them. This thing is designed to work on every device out there. They're just using the marketing speak to get people to like this thing. I admit it is kind of a cool concept. But the concept of that concept is what scares the living shit out of me. If you're just, you know, trying to check your bank account and you're logging in and you just happen to type in that password, it's storing your keystrokes. So it's going to see where you typed in that password. It's going to know the time you typed in that password. It can then compare it to the screenshot and see how many characters you typed in. Verify what characters you typed in. It's a nightmare. It really is. So you do all this stuff on your laptop. Your laptop gets stolen. Oh, it's all stored locally. It stores it for 3 months or whatever you set for 3 months. And it stores that all locally. So somebody steals your laptop. Oh, it's okay. It's encrypted. The encryption can be broken. It's not a matter of can it be broken. It's a matter of when it would be broken. And with AI and the technology we have today, that can happen in a matter of seconds. People don't realize that. Used to be you could have a really safe password by having a 30-character password, which is just fine and dandy if you're typing that in. Yeah, it's going to take somebody 20,000 years to type in that many characters to find it, to find the right combination of characters. But for an AI-powered computer, that's going to take seconds because of the speed that the computers can run. You guys don't think about that. So your stuff gets stolen. It's encrypted. Whoop-de-doo. As long as it's a human that's trying to crack your encryption, you're okay. But if they're smart enough to hack AI or they've got the know-how, okay, is what I'm trying to say. So, but the thing is this isn't just going to be on Windows, because all big tech copies each other. So the next one this is going to happen is going to be Apple. And they're going to offer it across all their devices, all their ecosystem. It's going to go to the phone, the tablet, the iPad, to your iMac or whatever the hell they call them now. And then Android and Google is going to be saying, oh, we're not going to be bested up on that. Here's our feature, but it's better because, and you know, the Google lovers and the Apple haters will both say theirs are better and more safer than Microsoft's. Without even stopping to think that the fact of doing it is the bad part. It's not that. But they're going to say, oh, well, it's all stored locally. You know, so we're not collecting anything. No, but people are going to realize that 3 months isn't that hard to remember of what you were doing 3 months ago. The hard part's going to be a year or two down the road. So they're going to start offering, oh, we'll offer you cloud storage for your recall. And they will charge you for it. And then that cloud storage will be a much easier attack vector for hackers to get their hands on it because it's not in your control. And you guys think this is a good thing. They can't, freaking Equifax couldn't keep their shit private. Plenty of places cannot keep their shit private and keep user data private. T-Mobile, Verizon, all of them. Citibank. None of them can keep their information private. When you have that much data that is sitting around, that's like a big giant smorgasbord for hackers. And okay, let's bring it back. VPNs. Everybody loves VPNs because they hide what you're doing from your ISP. They can't see what sites you're going to. Can't see what you're doing. It's just a big black hole. Not anymore. Microsoft Recall is going to sit there and take screenshots of what you're doing on your VPN. And they're going to report it. I'm not saying that I'm not arguing for the child porn people or the Nazis or whatever. I'm saying whatever you do, they will find a way to a justification to look at what you're doing. You're behind a VPN because you don't want your ISP or Facebook or YouTube or Amazon to be showing you ads because you went to some Joe Jim Bob website and they've got an account with Google Analytics. So you don't want to see ads for that. You don't want to see ads from saying the words, car or buy a car. And then all of a sudden you start seeing ads popping up all over the place for used cars. You use a VPN to avoid that kind of stuff. But now that Recall, they're going to have these because there might be a child predator using Microsoft sometime. They're going to have to store and analyze all of that information. And do you not think that they are going to monetize all that information? Microsoft Recall is not a convenience for users. It is a privacy intrusive, quote unquote, feature for Microsoft. It's not a feature for the users. It's a feature for Microsoft. And I honestly cannot believe that people are out there saying, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. This is going to put Microsoft over the top. No, it's not. Okay. It's a case in point. It's already been hacked. It's not even released and it's already been hacked. Kevin Beaumont was a cybersecurity researcher and he detailed how much the information recall captures, But I believe the guy that actually did it, he's a white hat hacker. He's named Haganah, I think is his name. That's how you pronounce it. He posted on Wired.com or Tom's Hardware, one of the two, on how to do it. And he even created a tool that people can use to hack Microsoft Recall to spy on whoever's using it at the time. It's not even out. It hasn't even been released. And this is happening. How stupid do people have to be? This is a good thing. Yeah. I don't think so. So what can we do about it? Well, for starters, you need to be aware of what's going on. Watch the news. Not just the news about Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, the nightly news of not just the gaslighting news, because that's what it is. They're just trying to gaslight one person against another. Actually, watch the unbiased news. I know it's hard to find, but it's out there. Mostly all you can do is just turn a blind eye to anything that talks about, you know, one side or another. Just go to places like the Lunduk Journal. Go to places, you know, some tech news blogs. They're even slanted one way or another. But anyway, I digress. Just pay attention to the news and look at the bigger picture. It's not something that's, you know, left or right or whatever. This is them making you even more of a product. you know, just educate yourself on what things actually do. Microsoft Recall, the name sounds great. It sounds like a great feature. But when you look at it and see what it actually does, it's kind of like the U.S. Congress when they write bills that they want to pass laws, and they name it something really, really sweet, and it sounds like it's going to be great, and find out that when you read the bill, there's like absolutely nothing to do with the name. This is Microsoft Recall. So just pay attention, educate yourself, and demand transparency. Not just from the government, but demand transparency from the companies that create the products that we buy. There's so much that they do that you don't realize that they do. If you realize what you were giving up and what you give to them, you will just totally, completely lose it. It's scary as hell. So, just be real. We're not going to stop using technology. Technology's not going to stop advancing. But we sure can pay attention to where it's going, and we can guide it the way we want it to go. With that, thanks for tuning in to the Digital Liberation Podcast. Remember to like, subscribe on wherever platform you're listening on or watching on or whatever you're doing. You just share it with a friend if you like it. Don't just share it on social media, but actually just share them the file. Stay safe, stay safe, stay vigilant, stay digital, and stay informed. We'll catch you guys again next time.